From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC, right here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN, here with a Redfest 2020 update. Redfest will be held on the 18th of April. We're now taking vendor table bookings, $10 per table. Email to redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Vendors in at 7 a.m, breakfast at 8 a.m. Redfest opens at 9 a.m. There's some interesting news about raffle prizes and door prizes on our website. We're now selling tickets on our website. Internet ticket sales will close Friday, April the 3rd. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. You'll be able to buy tickets on the day. We know you'll like Redfest 2020, so come along and have a good day out. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I think we may be getting overwhelmed with all the stories concerning coronavirus. I also think we must consider the tasks that are ahead for us as members of clubs and as individuals. As whole countries have gone into lockdown and events where people congregate are being cancelled, it's the right time to consider what actions we should be taking too. We know that the nasty little virus can survive on surfaces once it is breathed out by people who are infected. Apart from the use of soap and water to thoroughly wash hands, with the alternative of hand sanitizer, there are things like ensuring surfaces are cleaned. Not only food preparation areas, but all surfaces that people might touch with their hands. Seating, desktops, and door handles are all items that deserve, rather demand, the disinfectant spray over. Maybe we can ensure that boxes of paper tissues and waste containers are strategically placed around areas where people meet. Maybe we can follow the example from the White House and space the seating at arm's length to limit chances of cross-infection. Figures from overseas suggest the people who are the most susceptible to COVID-19 disease are the age group over 70. People with compromised immune systems are also of great risk, and these are matters we should consider when planning our gatherings, meetings, and other events. The positive in the situation is that if we are required to self-isolate, providing we are in good health otherwise, and in good spirits, a fortnight locked away at home is an opportunity for doing things like operating, completing projects, and in indulging in some unobstructed amateur radio luxury. Indications from China are correct. Many of the delivery issues should soon be lifted and production return to normal as the impact of the virus wanes in that community. Through a strange phenomenon called a pandemic, some of us may be able to enjoy some fresh operating times. We can trust that those that we love and care about remain safe and healthy. Do our best to protect each other. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.